The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going, John. Still
and we're having
going.
A tremendous sixth anniversary show with Paula and Rebecca and Joanne. And Joanne, we're coming back to you with a more detailed circle of support report.
Yeah. So as I was saying, you know, we try and find out what the support system is for the individuals at home, and this is something that they can address and think about and know that down the line when they do need the help. This is who they should call. That's who they should call. So it's really trying to get them to think about, you know, where that they can turn in the community, you know, other than, you know, us at
right.
Project Independence, which is a big help to many people. And sometimes we are their main support, which is fine. You know, we try our best to help as best we can. But that we do address that and we get people to think about, you know, what are my support systems in the community? You know, who am I connected to
right.
and how can they help?
I think that circle of support is tremendous.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that with clients because you have to ask those questions.
You
I'm a financial advisor, so when you're doing
yes.
that, who can you go for this? Where can you go for
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
And so many people. I mean, people are in their 70s still don't have wills. So
right. yeah.
if you don't have a will, you don't have
yeah,
the next person
yeah.
you should call in the neighborhood if something happens to you.
Right.
I mean, that's really thinking. I mean, we have Otto here, who is one of the best planners. I mean, he is the king. And we should show on Otto. It's the truth, though.
I still have flaws, John.
A few. But I mean, and you have
no.
family gatherings and stuff.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
many times the
yeah.
children don't even know what's going
no.
on. So you have a 90-year-old mother living by yourself with three kids, five, whatever it is, and nobody has a clue. And all of a sudden, mommy needs something.
Right.
And everybody's just looking at each other.
Right.
Who
and
do you
the
call?
Other thing, right. And the other thing, too, is that we are. Project Independence is wonderful. We're great, but we're 9 to 5.
Right.
So
of course.
After 5 o'clock, if some kind of crisis comes up, and maybe it's not a 911 issue, but it's you look, you can come to your guide, your resource of your circle of support if a certain situation comes up, and there's a phone number, there's someone you know you could reach out to, someone who's committed to help you if this comes up.
Right. I agree.
Yeah,
and
I
you
mean,
have it, you don't realize you have it.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're semi-conscious. The kids could have that
yeah.
book and say, oh, call Paula.
Yeah. Right.
They don't know
yeah.
who Paula is,
yeah.
even though you've
yeah.
been friends with Paula for 20
right.
years.
Right.
They don't even know Paula.
Right.
And the goal of a lot of this is really the same story, to maintain your independence. The
right.
more
right.
you get assistance, the more you can be independent.
Right. Right.
You know,
exactly.
as opposed
goal,
to thinking,
right.
I don't need any help. Well, eventually you're going to get 100% help somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
not in
right,
your
right,
house.
Right, right,
right.
And that is a big fear.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
it's
yeah.
a big,
yeah.
and that's
it's
one of the reasons for all these
fear.
Scams. So he's financial
yeah, I mean, there's nothing yeah. wonderful yeah. about a nursing home, to
right.
be blunt about it.
But
I mean, a lot of them try hard to make it
home-like.
Palatable.
Right,
right, right.
But even speaking about scams, I mean, that's interesting you said that, because we do bring information to our people out in the community. It's not just about going in the homes.
Right.
So we bring programs and we bring health chats and information, education information. We have monthly advisory board meetings where seniors who can get out and who want to be a voice for the other seniors come and tell us what's needed in the community, what's going on with the senior community, and that helps guide us a little bit, and it also helps us determine what information is needed. So as a nurse, a healthcare professional, you know, I do arrange for experts in certain topics to come and speak to groups out in the community to bring information that they may not have. And we've educated quite a bit of people, especially on health-related topics, but not just that.
Good.
We talk about scams and computer issues, and right now I'm running a brain games 3-week session that you know, helps seniors learn about memory and how to keep your memory, you know, at its optimal, you know, level. And we do what's called brain games. We show them the benefits of keeping your brain exercised, doing these fun games. And this program has been extremely successful. Yeah. And people love not only learning, we bring information, research information to them, but they're doing games and they're having fun and they're socializing and they're making friends. And we've had people who just were not socially active at all. They were indoor most of the time. We've been able to get them out into these programs, and it's been a huge benefit to a majority of our people.
Perfect. And that's 311. Anybody listening, you call 311, you'll find out about these programs, brain games, and
full prevention.
Joanne is also running a full prevention program.
It gets sold out, but it's free.
No, that's why I just changed from sold out.
Very popular program, because that one is an evidence-based, you know, proven to reduce falls program.
Wow.
That Northwell Health, in my case, provides, you know, the information that is needed to, you know, teach people how to prevent falling as we age. And it is a successful program, extremely successful. That's a 7-week program, and people not only love it, they learn from it, and
they graduate. they get a follow up call.
They get follow up. They get a 3-month follow up reunion session.
Reunion.
We make sure that, you know, they are following the advice and the suggestions that have been given, and we have been able to reduce people's falling tremendously. Which is really significant, you know, because when you fall, as everybody knows, you know, it could turn into something a lot more serious than just a fall.
Isn't that like the number one killer of seniors?
Well, you know, I don't know if that's the number one killer, but, you know, people do fall, and many will break a bone, break their hip, end up in the hospital. And then, you know, as we know, because, you know, many of us are older, sometimes that doesn't go as expected. And, you know, and people end up in the hospital a lot longer than they would like. Complications can occur. Then there's rehab that has to be, investigated, and it becomes a very long, uncomfortable process.
I remember years ago when my grandparents were alive. Anybody in that generation, you heard somebody broke a hip, it was like, she's done.
That's it. Right.
Because you couldn't come back, and it was months and months.
It's scary.
They weren't as vital as they are today, or vibrant as seniors.
But it's still tough. A lot of times when people break a hip, particularly, they end up with serious problems.
Yeah. So, also, sometimes you can't come back to the house. What if you have steps leading up to your door? Your doorways aren't wide enough. Your home isn't accessible. So that's a whole host of more
problems.
You
end up in rehab, and then you're in rehab, and you know.
So the key is to prevent that fall from ever occurring, and that's what we try to do. And that keeps people healthier a lot longer.
Right. And, Joanne, I don't know if you're also part of the program for emotional health, which is Color Me Calm, and we have it's really therapeutic coloring. Have you been at Audrey's program?
Audrey runs that program, and it's really a very relaxing activity, and the seniors that do attend seem to enjoy it very much. It calms you. It's not just coloring, though.
Right.
I mean, there's also the talking. You know, people talk and interact and learn from each other. And it's really a wonderful program. And it is it's very relaxing. Something that you would never think, but it is. And it's fun. And it's fun. That's the key. We want everybody to have fun as well as to be educated and learn and, you know, do what's good for them.
And you have a different kind of senior that might do that. You might not have the senior who comes out for fitness classes, but maybe more, you know, wants to socialize. But this is just a great, I've taken one of the classes too. And it's just wonderful. You know, you get your own packet, and then you know where to go when you come in. And it's just a really nice social activity, and it's very calming.
Yes.
They started in New Hyde Park now, Games People Play.
That's a wonderful
program, like
20
people showed up. They had canasta and several games. I had no idea what they were playing.
Right, neither did we, Otto, but I think we got them.
But I did go because my wife likes to play canasta, so I rekindled my canasta brain after 40 years of not playing canasta.
Wow.
But we had a good time, and we played with two ladies we never met before who were very nice people.
Oh, that's nice.
And we had a good time.
We also just started, Christina, I need your memory, the theater company, the Project Independence.
The Project Independence
Players. Independence Players, which is a group of seniors that's led by a trained senior in acting. And the goal is to put together some vignettes and to be able to act in front of some of our programs. And that actually just started, so we have a small group of people now. But again, that came from an advisory committee where someone said, have you ever thought of having a theater company, like of all things, right? So we have that. That's a new program.
And that's what one of the things that you were mentioning, Paula, which is really great, John, is that a lot of the programs that we have at Project Independence are run by Project Independence members.
Right.
So
right.
That's the beauty of it. And sometimes they volunteer. I mean, we had like computer classes, and that was
technology,
run by a retired resident who lived in the town of North Hempstead and offered his time to help seniors learn computer skills, get on the internet, that kind of a thing. So many of the programs we have are run by volunteers who happen to be residents who are Project Independence members.
It's funny. North Hempstead is the fifth largest town in the country, and Project Independence is run like it's Mayberry RFD. Because honestly, think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're the fifth largest town in the country, and yet you have volunteers.
Yeah.
In New York, of all places, somebody's
going
to volunteer to
on
help
Long
you.
Island in
I mean,
New
it's
York,
amazing.
Yeah. North Hempstead.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful community.
It should be called Mayberry from now on.
Mayberry at this place. That's what we are.
There's a wealth of talent.
You guys here, you're not employees. You're caring individuals helping out. And then you have volunteers that help out, even the show here. The co-hosts come every. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right. And you too, John.
You know what?
I mean, myself too.
But going back to the beginning, it was really about it's a different service delivery model. It was a model to service people to stay in the community. And what was interesting with the first grant was that, okay, you know, because I know when I came in for my interview, I was like, they're like, this looks like a really interesting job, but how in the world will we ever pull this off? Because we needed so many partnerships. There was so many pieces to put together. But you really could see, because I worked in nursing homes for many years, so the sense that I could work in a place where people can stay home or belong at home was really what made the difference and why I said, you know what, let's give this a try. But it really seemed like such a monumental mountain to climb, because we really wanted to make sure people got what they needed. And so, obviously, we're very proud of it.
Well, I think that the advisory committee part of it was a major reason in the beginning that it was as successful as it was. But it wasn't just the advisory committee. It was the fact that people actually listened to what the advisory committee was saying, and they actually did something about it.
And we
continue. So it was like that was a team deal.
Right.
It's the advisory committees that let us know what they want in the community, what is needed. And that's how a lot of these programs get born, you know, just through that, you know, their suggestions and their what they're interested in us doing. I've increased my blood pressure screenings to more groups, you know, based on, you know, groups, you know, individuals coming to our advisory board and saying, you know, hey, you know, I'd like you to come and do blood pressures for our seniors. And and we do. We help get out in the community as much as possible, and trying, in my case, keep people, you know, in touch with their health and how they're managing that.
Yeah, the advisory committee comes up with some good ideas, and then they come up with some ideas that just can't work.
Well, yeah, we work
so
together.
So it's got to be an honest dialogue.
Right.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't do that.
Right. But honestly, even
like
if we
chopping
think,
ice and
but
you know.
Well, snow, we can't do. But even if we think we might not be able to do it, I have to tell you, we just did this a month ago. We bring together a team of people to kind of brainstorm the idea with
the senior, ever pushed
and we
aside.
Really kind of look at, is this doable in any way? Can we pilot this? Can we pull enough of our resources together? I mean, some people think we should be able to do these monumental, you know, programs that we really can't. But we're always going to look at it and say, can we do a piece of this? Can we pilot? You know, what is it that we can look at? So we have a new one coming down the pike. We're kind of looking at that one of our advisory members brought in. And that's how we're always going to do it.
You're going to tell us what that is?
Well, it's technology related. It's for people want to come in. They wanted us to be almost like a drop-in center. If a senior wanted to come to a Project Independence office with a question about how do I use my phone or, you know, something with their computer, that somebody would be there to answer the questions, because it can get overwhelming, like at the Apple Store or, you know, whatever. And they would get more one-on-one attention and maybe a slower, you know. So what we're doing now is we have someone, we're almost done, looking at every library in North Hempstead and determining which libraries offer this type of program so we can direct people. And it looks like we're going to be able to pilot a small version of this, because we don't have enough staff that can just be a drop-in center. And we always want to look at that the nurses are able to get to see as many people, the social workers. You know, we don't want to have just staff sitting somewhere
right,
for an hour.
100%.
So we want to really be useful. So that's coming.
We're going into another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And This Morning is Flying. We'll be right back.